Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Can I shake that thing, miss? And I better shake that thing, yeah. Donna, Donna, Jody and Rebecca, woman, get busy. Just say that booty non-stop when the beat drop. Just keep swinging it, get diggy. Get drunk, stop, percolate anything you want, because it's oscillating if I don't take pity. I want to see you get life on the rhythm of my ride, and my lyrics up about electricity. Girl, nobody can do you nothing, because you don't know your destiny. Yo, sexy ladies want far with us. You know the car with us, them not war with us. You know the club, them want flex with us. To get next with us, them not vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on. Till the early morning, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till the early morning. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Girl, don't sweat it, don't get agitated. Girl, go and rotate, cause anything you want, you know you must get it. Come in here, my bitch, and don't ease the tension. Girl, run the program, just go and fit it. Yo, have a good time, girl, free up on your mind. Cause nobody can diss your man, go let it. Cause you are the number one, girl, wave your hand. Make them see the wedding band. Yo, sexy ladies want far with us. You know the car with us, them not war with us. You know the club, them want flex with us. So get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name, and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on till the early morning. Let's get it on, let's get it on till the early morning. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Come on, get busy. Just stay that booty non-stop when the beat drop. Just keep swinging it, get diggy. Get drunk, stop, percolate anything you want, because it's oscillating if I don't take pity. Want to see you get live when the rhythm is a ride. And my lyrics up about electricity. Girl, nobody can tell you nothing, cause you don't know your destiny. Sexy ladies want far with us. You know the car with us, them not war with us. You know the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's all good, girl, turn me on. Till I earn them on, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till I earn them on. Girl, it's all good, just turn me on. Yo, shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, yo? Annabella, shake that thing, miss. Donna, Donna, yo, miss Jody and the one named Rebecca, yo. Shake that thing, yo. Yo, Anna, shake that thing, yo. Annabella, shake that thing, miss. Can I,
Dutty,
yo?
Yeah, hey,
yo, what me gonna say? Sexy ladies want war with us. You know the car with us, them not war with us. You know the club, them want flex with us. To get next to us, them not vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name and it is my fame. It's a good girl, turn me on. Till I earn them on, let's get it on. Let's get it on, till I earn them on. Girl, it's a good, just turn me on. Yo, sexy ladies want far with us. You know the car with us, them not war with us. You know the club, them want flex with us. To get next with us, them not vex with us. From the day my bonds ignite my flame. Girl, I call my name, yo, of a pain. It's all good, girl, turn me on till I earn them on. Let's get it on, let's get it on till I earn them on. It's all good, just turn me on. Let's get it on till I earn them on. It's all good, just turn me on.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and that dude, that guy, Mr. Deeper Shade of Soul himself, the Chocolate Boy, one of the D-Dark Knight, John Robinson, a.k.a. J-Rob, the wise son, is in the building. What's good with you, my brother?
Man, I almost missed this. I had a hard time getting to the studio in time, man. Thank you for holding my spot. Had to jump in the cab from Harlem to get here. Hey, now I'm here. I'm sitting in the co-pilot seat. I'm sitting next to Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. It's Little Friday. It's early Thursday. It is what it's supposed to be. It's the Get Down. What's happening?
Oh, man, everything is everything.
Man, years ago, there used to be a show on TV called That's My Mama. And the guy that played Isaac on the Love Boat was the postman. And every time you saw him, he was like, I got in, and I got to report it. So that's what I'm saying tonight, Little Friday, brother. Little Friday.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, bro. I love it, man. I love it. I vaguely remember that show because I was very young when it came out, but I know exactly what you're talking about. And, man, it's just a great night, man. You know, I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to hear some open mic theme poetry, no themes, just pretty much just that element of raw poetry. You know what I'm saying, bro?
I'm so – matter of fact, back in the day, your man, the Fresh Prince, used to have this joint that you went too damn hype. That's me right now. Too damn hype.
My man.
I'm too damn hype.
My man.
Looking forward to it. Can't wait.
If you happen to be listening in online, the dial-in number for you to dial in is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please, when you get here, go ahead and press 1. And so that you can get on and get down with us and share your poetry. And then tonight's show is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
I sure enough got mine. Y'all better get yours and stop playing.
Man, y'all better get yours and stop playing. I mean, the CEO of Raw Links also happens to be the CEO of this here fine network's one author, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Yeah, Mr. Baby Baby himself. Take your socks off. Hey, make sure y'all hit that brother up, say thank you for Epiphany Radio, or go ahead and get you some Raw Links. You won't be disappointed. I know I'm not. I love my Raw Links. What about you, Jay? You love your man? You love yours, Jay?
I love mine, man, like nobody's business. I love mine. You love yours?
Absolutely, bro. I love them. Every single one of them, man. Every single one of these Raw Links. Whoo, my man. Every one of them. Now,
love it.
Hey, man, you wanna let the people know, man, what's popping off tonight, man? You wanna let them know what's happening tonight?
Look, yo, let me tell y'all something. And this is from today. This is the last Thursday of January. So we're 4 weeks in. Ladies and gentlemen, the last Thursday of every month, it's the end of the month open mic night on the Get Down. Y'all can come through. We don't have a subject. We want you, you know me and Van want you to challenge yourself. Stretch your pen. But the last Thursday, come through. Let's freestyle. Get it off your chest. Tell us what's bothering you. Let's hear your poetry. Don't tell me you ain't got nothing. So all those excuses when y'all are saying, I didn't write nothing for the topic. I didn't write nothing for the subject. I didn't get it in time. Come on now. And I
Absolutely.
Know y'all got something.
No,
so if y'all got something, bring us something tonight.
Yeah. Tonight's that night. Y'all heard it. Tonight is that night. What are you waiting for? Press one.
Mm-hmm.
What are you waiting for? Go ahead. Wait.
Stop playing.
You, yes, you, who's sitting there trying to figure out if they want to call in and press one. Go ahead. Come on. Call in. Press one.
Mm-hmm.
And get down with us. Let's do this. Let's do it together. Come on. We won't bite. We promise. Come on. What you waiting for? I think they're scared, Jay.
That part.
I just think they're scared. They don't know.
That's okay. Somebody will press one.
Yeah, somebody will press one. I think so, too. But I do believe, my good brother, you starting us off tonight. So, with that being said.
You know what?
Said,
you're right, because you started at the beginning of the year. So we'll go Jay gets to start this week off. I get to end the month off by going first.
Absolutely.
And you know what's funny?
What's that, bro?
I'm not going to change what I wrote, but man, I wrote something that really touched my heart because a good brother. I'm a fan of poets, but a good brother, you know, performed a piece that touched me, and I was like, yo, I might have to touch that topic for a hot second, but I'm not doing that for a minute. I ain't doing that for a minute. But tonight I got something, and I want to know. Well, no, I don't want to know nothing. Let's just dive into it. Is it okay if I get on down, Van?
Hey, bro, please, by all means, please get on down.
Let's do it. Let's start this off right. We're going to call this piece, I'm... What? The thing that bothers me is that I live in a country that still sees me with blind eyes and blurry vision and still wants me to be proud to be an American when you still don't want to see me as I am until it suits you. Well, what am I supposed to do? I can't unblack my brown skin just to ease your comfortability. I am still the great-great-great-great-grandson of a man that couldn't vote in this country, yet the grandson of a man who couldn't vote until I was born. When it was all the same, when they said boy was a nice name, when we were still all niggas just the same, when America said don't sell them homes. Don't let them get educated. They won't kick up much of a fuss. Take their money, ignore their decency, and make all them niggas ride in the back of the bus. And as this was normalcy, when I remember rainbow water from fountains marked colored only. You see, I'm black hopes and dreams that are not gentrified. I am the outstretched strands of hair that reaches for the stars, that wears like a crown, standing perfectly at full attention, pointed towards the sun and the moon that's hugged by the stars. I wear fades, cornrows, and dreadlocks. When they were used as freedom maps and half-moon parts, I wear that in my hair, representing the God that is in me. I am he who can manifest a destiny if will to be. I am the continued protest marches with drip molasses results way before y'all ever said Black Lives Mattered. I am the splattered brain matter of charred, lynched, unarmed black men called niggas in every language known to America who never received justice because we didn't need a hashtag to spit facts when the revolution was being televised. And when grand juries, that's like skin folk, and that was the day that I found out that snowflakes had heartbeats but no souls or bind justice, truth justice, just when it's just us seeking justice for just us, just for once. I wonder, who does God pray to when he gets tired of all this shit that we got to go through that's sprinkled with all the pain and strife, when all we ever did was want to exist in this bullshit that you motherfuckers call the American way of life. Someday I'm just tired of praying. Not that I'm trying to kill anyone. I'm just saying, God damn, y'all. Enough is enough. My name is J. Robert Y's Son, and this has been another Deeper Shade of Soul.
Yo, hey y'all, J-Rob went in. J-Rob went all the way in with this piece. Salute you, bro. Salute you, bro. My man said, let me go back over something that he said in this piece, which was profound. I just wonder, who does God pray to when he gets tired of all this shit we go through? Who does God pray to when he gets tired? Bro, fire peace, man. It's that ink, bro. Dope, dope ink, my brother.
Thank you so much, man.
You already. Hey, man, can I tell you something, man? Can I tell you something, bro? When I get older, I want to write just like you, bro. I want to write like you when I get older.
Yeah. Don't write like me. Everything I write sounds like it's been plagiarized already. Don't do that.
Never that, bro. Never that, bro. But dynamic piece. All right, man. I think it's time to get to the callers, bro. What you think, man?
Excuse you?
What?
Sir.
What happened?
Sir.
What happened?
No.
What's wrong?
Oh, no. No, man.
I can't come after that, man. I can't come after that, bro. I can't come after that.
I am asking. No, I ain't even asking. I am telling you, and I don't tell you often, but I am telling you tonight, bruh, go ahead and get on down.
Appreciate you, bro. You've left an impression on my soul that karma doesn't even want to return whole. Instead, karma wants its name removed from the very existence of your energy circumference. In fact, the positioning of your imprint upon the body of work that is my soul is everlasting. Now, when the whole return of investment is suggesting that we mesh more than our physical, more than our spiritual, more than our emotional, and more than our mental, just so we can become this manifestation of love never undone, upholding our traditional commitment to be forever kindred spirits, twin flames, burnings, doubts, resentment, just so we can shine as true soulmates, eventually becoming playmates as we journey through life together, knowing exactly how in any weather that I know you can stand the rain, no matter what kind of pain I've endured. You show me the color of love like a rainbow from above. I wear the whisper of your name like a tattoo burned on me by a flame. Holding in the breath of love as we breathe, I pray your eternal existence will never leave. I'll hold captive my thoughts of you and keep the hope that the pathway to our love makes new footprints in the sand too. I will forever speak of your beauty. Just like a knight in shining armor's duty, you are my person, my dedicated reason, from the mind of poetic.
Listen, let me tell you something about this, man. This speaks in a lot of different languages, and I mean languages in terms of emotions, because you actually said three different pieces of poetry in this. In this, I don't have the right word. I was going to say monogram, but that's not it. But it is when someone is speaking by themselves. But what you said that caught my attention, very much so, actually, it said that we can become this manifestation of love never undone, upholding our traditional commitment to be forever kindred, twin, flames burning, doubts, resentment, just so we could shine as true soulmates. That statement right there, I would love to use that, because that's something that will strike somebody to stand still and look at you strange, like, I don't believe you just spoke directly through me to my soul. And that's what that line says. And unless you're ready for that type of relationship, this is the kind of piece that should be said at all costs so that people who are listening to it can say, the ball's in your court. You can either get with this or accept that. And I know you've already accepted that for too long. So what do you want to do? We can shine as true soulmates. That is heavy. Man.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you, brother.
That's heavy.
Appreciate
I love
you,
it.
Bro. Thank you, man. I just write what I'm told to write, bro. I get into my bag of feelings and emotions, and sometimes the heart decides to write. So that's what happened.
You did what to who?
I said I dug into my bag of emotions, feelings, and my heart decided to write. So that's what happened. The heart wrote tonight.
You and your heart have been having lunch and brunch dates for a minute now. What's going on with you? You in love or something? What the hell, man?
I mean, I might be.
You've been on this let me spill my heart shit for a minute. I mean, I'm trying to get where you at, man. I tried to write something with love in it, but I was just jaded. I was like, nah, let me go back to writing how much I hate. I can't say it. So I dive back into my consciousness, and I got to let people know when y'all don't know how much energy it takes to spit conscious poetry.
Yeah.
Because it's not all black boudoir and sexy shit. Because there's a lot of stuff happening in the black community that got nothing to do with the dude that's sexy. So my job is to talk about it because I be about it. And as long as I got Van sitting next to me, we're going to shine through it.
Indeed.
So.
Indeed.
Nice piece, though. I'm going to use some of them words.
Nah, man. I'm going to use some of yours, man. I'm going to use some of it. Man, who does God pray to? Come on, bro. Who writes that? Who writes that? Bruh.
I didn't know how people would respond to that line.
Hey, man, that's my line for me in that piece.
In all honesty.
That's definitely my line.
You know, my really religious friends was like, how dare you ask God who does he pray to? I'm just asking. Remember in Transformers? When my man
yeah.
says, you know, if God created us, who created him?
Who created him? Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
That's
well,
heavy.
Listen, man, listen. I'm ready
Talk
to open
to
up these mics, man. I'm ready to see
yes,
what
sir.
This open mic night is going to present us with, man. Because, you know, since we started this open mic night, bruh. There have been some dynamic poetry coming through. So I don't know about you, but I'm
very
ready.
Impressed.
I'm ready.
I've been very impressed, and I'm ready.
Bro,
I've been impressed too.
Let's get to this first poet on the mic. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring to you one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, the host of Poetic Therapy, one half host of Iron Sharpens Irons, one third host of the Soul Cafe. Whew, man, she's busy. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben. Hey, K-Rob. Y'all, it's hot
Start
up in here. Y'all had to bring the fire like that tonight to us? Damn. Oh, my God. I mean, you're coming from two different sides of the street, right?
We are.
The political joint, the historically black. Poetry, and then we got the love on the other side. Damn, y'all.
Who did the historical
play, That was all J. Rod. He wrote all of the pieces, but tonight.
I ain't write nothing historical black. All I did was tell the truth, because I'm seeing too much stuff in the street.
There is historical blackness. We are historical blackness. Okay.
All I ask, I just want to know who does God pray to when he's sick and tired of the shit we going through.
See, God
just,
is the highest consciousness. Okay. So I sat right there. I can't even answer that, man. I know the God in me, but I don't know. I can't answer that. Jeez,
wouldn't it
like
mess your head up
when
to find out that God prays to a God?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that
mess your head all the way
up? No, because everything has a beginning. Everything has a beginning. It had to start somewhere. So, you
mm-hmm.
know. But I love your poetry, man. Y'all killed it.
Listen, I'm very surprised. Like every week when Van is like, okay, Jay, this is what you're going to spit tonight at the show. I'm like, this is kind of good. I'm surprised. I'm like, this is some good shit. He's like, yeah. Just say it. I'm like, right on. All right.
Well, you know, I have the utmost admiration for both of you. I am very much a fan, so it doesn't surprise me.
No, we won't be fanning out because I be every Thursday by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Van is like, say this. And I'm at work, I'm going through stuff, and I'd be like, oh shit, then I gotta go in the bathroom, gather myself and read it and be like, okay, this is gonna be dope. If I'm not in my emotions already, I'd be like, all right, cool. I get back to my desk and they'd be like, yo, Mr. Robinson, why are you always crying every Thursday? I'm like, mind your business, I got work to do.
That
and
part.
I'm
part.
Just humbled.
Mind your business. Mind your
he
business.
Knows me enough that he's like, you ought to say that.
I know that's right. Mind your business.
Every week, that's what happens. I was like, man, I want to talk sex tonight. He's like, you'll say this. You'll say
Damn.
This tonight. This is what you're going to say tonight. You'll say this.
Let me find out you're a bully, man.
I'm not no bully.
He's like, you'll say this tonight. You'll say this and you'll like it.
I don't believe him. I don't know what he's talking about. I'm innocent.
And we have a conversation, and then he'll be like, and who are we sponsored by? And I'm like, Romney, say it with your chest, Romney. Like, That's right.
Really,
you let them know.
Really, bro? This is what we do.
What? Okay. When do I lie?
Okay.
He's like, you'll say that tonight. You'll say that, and you'll like it.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So I'm here.
Wow. So, Pearl La Negra, let me move him out of the way and let you get to the mic so that you can go ahead and get on down, if you will. Spotlight, please. Thank you. It's open mic night. Come on, guys. Get with it. All right. Thank you. Go ahead and get down.
Thank you. All right. This is called Journey Back to Me. And this is a revised piece, so. All right. Our connection has been foretold between the pages of a book that sits at the edge of the universe. But then you went away, and now I miss your beautiful energy close to me. And sips of you will no longer do, because tasting your ecstasy goes beyond you physically. I want to drown in you. And no matter where I go, my heart is always drawn to you. If you would just reach for my light of love, you'd see it seeking to cover and help you remember our touches from lifetimes ago. Now my heart is in pieces. So I look at love as if it's smoke and mirrors, tossing my head to the sky, praying to the heavens as I spread my wings that my tears don't soak them and make them too heavy for me to freely take flight and heal. All while the stars sing a familiar tune to my heart, I'm looking at pain again, tears greeting it like, hey, old friend. I got close, but I never did reach cloud nine. I have a strong heart, but a transparent soul, and I can see right through them. Pain is mine to own, because I claimed their lack of love. I never wanted to just suffer inside, because hurt don't heal when I try to hide it. My game face with slightly lowered eyes and gentle smile is my duplicity. So you can look past my scars, but I'm a fragile construct of this world, and I'm tired of losing out on the abundance of love. But I know one day we all will have a last time with something. So from here on, the sun will brew magic for me every day, burning past my pain and heartaches, leaving them as tiny charred pinholes in a shirt under smeared ashes of yesterday. Becoming is not easy, but I'm putting in work, being patient while healing myself, searching deep inside for more peace and emotional wealth. That's their peace.
Hey, yo, Jay.
Yo, yes, Jay. Man.
She yep. said, I am just a fragile construct of this world.
Mm-hmm.
The sapiosexual in me got super excited when I heard that right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
This was a beautiful piece of poetry. I really enjoyed this. Thank you for writing it for us for tonight. Why, son, what you think?
I think she cheated. Here's why.
This ain't the song. This is not the song.
Did you hear how she like, it's the revised version. And I don't want her to take it too far because, you know, I just had to revise it because I was trying to feel a certain kind of way. And then she wrote some shit like
this.
Right. And she's like, and then God spoke to me and told me that the alphabet was all in alignment with the stars and the constellations was just vomiting off of my throat into a springboard of contillion. I'm like, what the hell?
Right, that part. That part.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, she didn't hear you the words I haven't touched in 20 years. I'm like, oh. Nigga, excuse me.
Right.
Hey, not who are you, man. Not who are you. Like they say in the hood, who is you? Who is you?
Exactly.
All right.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
And just
to
let you know, one of my good brothers in the background hit me back channel. My man Eric Crow Draven was like, "I enjoyed that piece she did." Go ahead, girl.
Thank you. So glad.
Thank you, ECD. Appreciate you, big brother.
Absolutely, Crow. Thank you, good brother. We appreciate you.
Oh man, my pleasure.
Now. La Perla Negra, before we send you over to the dance floor, if you would be so kind as to let everyone know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe, please.
Yes, and talk slow so I can take my tie off.
All right. What? I'm gonna start. I am going. You know I'm silly. Stop. I am going to start with Wednesday night, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. And we co-host together in the Erotic Love Zone, and that is every Wednesday night at 9. Now, we don't have a topic yet, but we're playing around with some words. You know how we do. Y'all come on by every Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Ooh, every Saturday, is it every other Saturday night, I think?
Yeah,
I believe.
Every other Saturday, something like that.
I am the host of Poetic Therapy, and that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Every other Friday night, I am one half host of Iron Sharpens Iron, and I co-host with Epiphany's own Anonymity. And that is from a Royal Penn's perspective. And I think, okay, so some Mondays, I guess with the CEO, he want to really put us to work. I am one-third host of the Soul Cafe. Or is it one-fourth host of the Soul Cafe? And y'all going to love that show, man. You come on by and join us because we have a second half of the show called Pick Up Your Pen. And that segment right there helps you tap right into your creative side. So y'all come on by. We got Epiphany's got every night of the week on lock. We got a show for everything for y'all every night. Back to you, gentlemen.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Now you can get out there on the Get Down dance floor, and you know you get to start the party out there. Everyone else gets out there. So
one I got
one mic. Take your socks.
One love, one mic. Baby, baby.
Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen, La Pearl, La Negra. You can catch her not this Saturday, next Saturday, and then, but definitely on Wednesday of next week. Man, what a show they had last night. My goodness, my goodness. Why, son, are you ready for the next artist to bless the mic tonight? Are you ready?
Oh, without question.
Next up on the mic, we have our favorite Canadian, Lady A. Hey,
hello.
Lady A, welcome.
Thank you. You guys are having fun?
You got to have fun.
That was Ben.
Absolutely. I'll take having
Vin,
fun over the alternative.
Ben's starting.
He started.
Ben's starting.
Definitely. Without question.
Oh, you guys make me laugh. Feels nice to laugh.
Absolutely.
Laughing is on my agenda for life. You have to laugh.
Definitely.
So I brought you
a
new write tonight.
Okay. Well, since you brought us a new write on an open mic night on the Get Down, and hey, you know what we do. Go ahead and get on down. Ben's going to have to move out the way, but you go ahead and get on down.
This is called What Good Is Our Earth? Pondering thoughts circling around and round, picking some to write about, perhaps writer's block has come this day, perfectly ridiculous to write this way. Topics range from A to Z, tough to choose one for all to read, tedious political agendas abound, tired of how their voices sound. Addiction, heartbreaking, stories must be told, alone, defeated, unable to cope, aware it's like a hangman's rope, awaken to move forward. Education, treasured in parts of the world, each child longs to walk that long walk to school, every step brings them closer to their goal. Evolves from dreams to reality, they stand tall. Starvation, no milk to drink, no food to eat, selfish governments do nothing to ease the pain, sell donations from the world on the black market and sordid deals while babies cry. Crooked politicians grease palms for their agendas, craving riches as the poor get poorer, coveting more and more as fists bang at their doors, crazed by their insanity, no care for humanity. Big Pharma charges billions for meds that cost pennies, bilking the sick and dying in their motto, no insurance, no meds. Black holes swallow them one by one, believing one more billion will be satisfied then. Guns. Second Amendment says it all. We have the right, they call. Girls and boys afraid to go to school. They might get shot in the head. Go look at the Constitution. It's been amended 72 times since inception. God Almighty, what's it going to take one more time for children's sake? Abortion. Human life can't be disputed. Science proves it. Apply non-person to the unborn babe, easier to kill with that sharp blade. Always use semantic gymnastics like products of conception instead. assets for husbands and fathers, and women were non-persons till 1918. Slavery oppressed and fear raged men and women. Property stripes upon their backs remind them of the status non-person. Signatures on bills in 1933. Attempts to ban lynching fails. Some call again in 2022 to pass a bill to ban lynching. Can you believe it? Waits in limbo to this very day. Our society must make it right and possible for old people not to fear the young or to be deserted by them, for the test of a civilization is the way it cares for its helpless members. Pearl S. Buck, Pulitzer Prize-winning author of The Good Earth in 1932. What good is our earth? And peace.
That's pretty damn heavy. That was really, really heavy. I wasn't expecting that. That's pretty damn heavy.
It's true, though.
And they say the meek shall inherit the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And once that happens, what do we have until that time?
Yeah.
But when you look back in the history, And if we want to start with slavery, I mean, your ancestors were considered non-persons, non-human, with no rights. They were property. And women were property until 1918. They were property of their fathers and their husbands. They had no rights. They were considered non-persons until 1918. And abortion uses the same logic, if you want to call it logic. They use the same argument that they're non-persons. Anyway, that's a whole issue unto itself. But, you know, we have to start being accountable. We have to start being accountable and responsible for our fellow man and ourselves.
And that's where it all starts. We have to start giving a damn more so than anything else. Then, Meadows, what's your take?
I'll be honest, when I heard the title, I had no idea where this was going to go. But I agree, this was a heavy piece, very historically laden. And I have to say, the way that you delivered it, came from like a place of pain. From the way that you wrote, from the way that you felt it, and I felt that pain. And I thank you for sharing that with us, because it's a different right for you. I didn't hear a single water reference. Because I listened for it. But this was an exquisite piece of poetry.
Oh, thank you.
So thank
you very much. I think we all need to, poets have a responsibility, I think, to educate society on the social issues that plague us.
That's why we're here, baby.
Yeah, we do. That's exactly
why we're here. So dig it. We're going to escort you. Matter of fact, you know what? Come over here. I'm going to escort you over to the Get Down dance floor. Leave Van alone. Van just acting like that. So we're going to escort you to the Get Down dance floor.
Are you going to dance?
You and Danielle, yo, can't do it yet. I got to get back to this microphone, but save me a dance.
Okay.
I'm going to teach you how to do the bus stop.
Okay.
We're going to be fine. All right?
All righty.
One love, one
mic. Excellent.
One love, one mic. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our favorite Canadian lady, A, coming in here. Whew. Tugging at the heartstrings, bro. Tugging at the heartstrings with a piece like that. Wow. All right. Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we give you Wolf Hour's own Divine Demon, What's good with you, bro?
What's going down? How y'all feeling?
Feeling good.
What's
bro?
Happening, King?
What's going on, J-Rock?
I ain't calling it nothing, man, except a good time and to have a good night. And it's always a good night when the Double D step into the building.
Man, whatever, but I'm just here, just passing through.
Good to hear you, bro.
I be hearing that. I be hearing it. Like, I'm just passing through. I'm just here.
Yeah, you know.
Ain't nothing. You hear that, man? He's so cool with it. Like, it ain't nothing.
Yeah, it ain't nothing. I'm just passing through, you know. Yeah.
Whatever happens. Whatever happens. It's all good. God is good, man. And I'm just a humble servant to the poetry gods. You know, hey,
poetry gods.
Hey, how you doing? And he sounds like he's sipping on some cognac, got his feet up, got the phone on. He's just like, hey, you cool? Forget about me, baby. Are you cool? Because if you cool, I'm cool. It's all cool. How you doing?
Yeah.
Y'all crazy, man. How y'all been up for real?
Been pretty good, man. You know, no complaints, man. You know, the universe wants to chew us up, spit us out sometimes, but then that's when we look above the universe and we say, hey, God, I got that problem again. You got me? And God says, yeah, I got you. Don't even worry about it.
Indeed.
That part.
And, right. But,
How you been, though, bro? You been good?
I'm good, man. You know, I got some minor issues, but, you know, like they said, I got food in the fridge, I got a roof in my head, and I got a little money in the bank, so I'm good.
Hey, yo, man. I got minor problems.
I got minor problems.
I lost a million, you know. the other eight houses that I'm building ain't ready yet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right,
and,
right.
They put my Learjet on hold until April. These people, boy, you know, if my Maybach got a flat, but you know, I'm dealing with it.
Yeah, that's what he said. Dude. That's exactly what he said now.
I heard that too. He's like, you don't want these problems, you know.
Look.
Airplanes with only four engines.
Look, that's what Greg said, bro. The underlying tone is, limousine riding, woo, Learjet flying, woo. That's
woo.
That's right.
I'm just saying. He's like, y'all don't want these problems.
You don't want these problems. But my good brother, it is open mic tonight. So me and Jake will move out the way, bro, and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right, I'm going to do something different. It's actually not a poem. It's a story. It's a little long, but I'm going to try to get through it. So here we go. It's called Still Developing. Young boy, he leaves home to go out to play. No worries for him. He thought it was just a typical day. He returns home a few hours later to find police cars and yellow tape around his house. He stands in the back of the crowd and finally he's made to the front. He waits a few minutes later. And sees paramedics push a body out on a stretcher. After a few hours, he was told that the person on the stretcher did not make it, and that was his mother. He's 10 years old and just lost his best friend and provider. She's at his wit's end. She had no enemies and would never hurt a fly. Why did God let this happen? He says, why? His soul was shattered and his body and mind were still developing. He becomes withdrawn, but knows that he must try to continue despite the devastating blow. He doesn't talk very much, and he cries every night. While digging his aunt's closet one day, he makes an interesting find. In an old brown paper bag, he notices something shiny. He knows he shouldn't be looking, but curiosity gets the best of him. He takes over his shoulder and pulls the discovery out. It's a shiny 357 Magnum. It's so heavy he can barely hold it in small hands. He holds it in both hands and poses in the mirror. He instantly feels a confidence that never existed in his life. He puts the gun back in the bag and places it in the right shoe and goes outside. He has no idea what may develop. Walking around block after block, he passes a park and hears a commotion in the alley. He picks up his pace and darts towards the alley. He hides behind a trash can and watches. Three teenagers are roping up an old man. The man is on the ground and fighting for his life. He watches quietly and prays that the thief will go away. The thief will go easy on the man and let him walk away. He hears nothing but blows, punches, and cries of mercy from the man on the ground. He feels a knot in his stomach and asks God to make him stop. Suddenly he hears that lady you killed was innocent. You left her son young, without any parents. Now it's your turn. The boy screams and walks a bit closer. The three turn around to see him and ask him to come and help with the beating. They hold the man down and coax the boy to take a few swings. He doesn't say a word and instantly starts shaking. The man says, no, they're wrong. They don't know what they're talking about. I didn't do anything but talk to her. It was supposed to quickly the boy pulls the gun out, steadies himself, holds the grip tightly, and squeezes the trigger. No one makes a sound, and the man on the ground screams in agony. The boy walks closer, pulls the gun inches from the man's head, and unloads the remaining bullets into the man's body. His own body falls to the ground, and three men smile and walk away. He doesn't realize what just happened as tears start to pour on his face. He tosses the gun at the creek and runs back home. He knows it won't be long before someone somehow discovers that he committed a crime. He feels sad, relieved, and somehow happy all at once. And then an amazing sense of fear develops. The penalty, 5 years, 6 months, three days and 8 hours in the juvenile treatment center. Upon his release, his supposed plight is to follow the street code, join a gang, or try to avoid the pitfalls, but his mind and heart are still developing. It wasn't easy, and he had to be homeschooled. He's still questioning how he could manage to get into such a terrible predicament. His therapist encourages him to start writing his thoughts down to express himself. He does this and begins to enjoy the literal releases. 20 years later, he managed to stay free, honest, and finds a way to become a productive member of society. He doesn't smile much because his heart is still trapped. His soul is now free, but this story in my mind is still developing in peace, still developing. Crystal Gifted.
Damn.
Wow.
I got to ask a question. Where did this come from? Because this is spoken so vividly. And I know we got people behind us, but this touched me. I just had to know what brought this piece to life.
Long story short, my mom was killed, so I wrote that as if I found a guy who killed her and I shot him.
Say less.
Yeah.
Say less. This is heavy.
Yeah,
I enjoyed
that's
it, but this is heavy because I knew it came from someplace. I have an extremely great friend of mine, and I remember when I first met her. Her dad had just came home from prison, and the reason that he did was because her boyfriend from years past used to beat her something mercilessly. He was like, if you put your hands on my daughter, I'll kill you. And he did it again, and her father did exactly that. I saluted that man from that day forward because he's like, you know what? You're not going to touch my daughter, and I'm going to prove to you why. And he went to jail happy. He's like, that's my daughter. And, I'm listening to your piece, and I hear the passion and the grief. Because it's still there. And the same thing with him when I spoke to him. This was an outstanding piece and one hell of a way to express what you've been through.
Thanks.
Van Meadows.
Hey, man, this was a deep story, bro. Still developing. And I know it's still developing. I can understand the place where you wrote it from. Towards the end of what you just shared with us, just that whole sequence. I felt that. Just because I know your personal story.
Right.
And man, it was so graphic. And I'm an avid watcher of the first 48. I watch it relentlessly. And this is one of those stories that I've seen actually play out, but you decided to write about it from your place.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I salute you, bro. I salute you for being able to ink it out, man, because sometimes I know it's hard. And I appreciate you, bro. Thank you for bringing that.
No problem. Thanks for the patience. I'm going to inbox out a picture that actually inspired me to write it in that frame of mind, because all of that wasn't true. I mean, the concept and, you know, like I said, she actually was killed, but I'm going to show you the picture that made me come from that mindset, and it all, I'm going to inbox it to y'all. Or actually, I'll put it in the event page.
Yeah, either or, bro.
Do both. But I have tell you, man, Mr. Metaphoria wanted us to give you a message and say, keep the flower in the window.
All right.
Yeah.
But as your brother, I got to tell you, I love this piece. It ain't easy to have that kind of conversation, whether you're telling it to one of us or expressing it poetically. And I salute you for doing so.
Good.
I got something. I wrote something that I'm going to send to you directly that I haven't spit yet. But
it
deals with the emotion of both what this piece just encapsulated. So before I get overly emotional, I'm going to give it back to Dan.
Appreciate you, bro. Man, we're going to send you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so that you can bust a groove out there. And stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, my brother. One love, one mic.
All right, y'all stay cool.
You too, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother on his way to the dance floor, Divine Demon, with our own. Man, that brother came through with that piece like that, bro. Wow.
Like,
let's go ahead. Let's pay a bill real quick.
This is Tiffany Radio. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing student to
Epiphany Radio. All right, welcome back. Welcome back. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, when you get here, go ahead and press 1. If you're here and you haven't done so yet and you desire to get down on this open mic night, please press 1. Wise Son, how you feeling about that first hour, bro? How you feeling, man?
I'm like a James Brown lyric. I feel good. You know that I wouldn't. I'll pretend you
get it, bro. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, speaking of feeling good, man. Next up on the mic, y'all, we got Epiphany's own Mr. Metaphoria. Welcome to the Get Down, bro.
Nigga.
David.
They on the other show.
And Europeans and Mexicans and chinks and spicks and all that motherfucking shit. What's going down?
Good, bro. What's happening?
David.
Good to hear you, man.
Oh, I probably should have. Yeah, John.
You like how you put that pause at the end? You know, that's when you're saying shit with that. John. And then just get quiet.
Good evening.
Fuck yourself. What's that?
Ah, that's my favorite song. Would you be playing it?
Yeah, you know what I mean when I say it, motherfucker. Yeah, you know I can't come here with that tender shit.
The hell you want, ladies and gentlemen, before your son hit me back channel and cursing me out, and be like, you don't have to take that shit from him. Let me explain. Coming to the mic is Mr. Metaphoria. This brother is the unofficial third party to the Get Down, and pretty much the reason that I'm on this show. So if you hear him cursing at me, it's only, he don't know how to say, J. Rob, you my brother and I love you, but he will curse me out and he'll call me every name under the sun because he and Van have what we affectionately call him the Get Down, light skin privileges.
Yeah,
you understand light skin privileges? Ladies and gentlemen, introduce you to David Mott, 6'13", bald head, green eyes, handsome like Van, and he's going to talk and you're going to hear his voice. And if you hit me back and say, ooh, his voice is so sexy, I will delete you and block you and we'll never be friends again. That's just how I'm feeling because I hate him and I hate him because I hate him. Back to you, man.
They will get in your inbox and be like, hey, don't be letting this motherfucker talk to you like this, nigga. What's wrong with you? We go right down on that nigga. You know, hey, you ain't got to fuck with me, baby. What you want to do? Freaking nigga.
Freaking nigga.
Right.
Where he live?
Actually, wise son, it's your turn to usher, you know, the next poet to the mic. So it's your turn, not mine.
In the words of
Spike Lee. I prefer to have a dark-skinned motherfucker usher me to the stage anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. DSP, let the DSP ring, bro. Yeah, let the DSP ring.
David, I'm going to just cut to the chase because tonight you Get Down, last Thursday of the month, open mic night. You're a poet. You're creative. You got privileges. Brother man, get on down. I dare you. Go ahead. Get on down. Show me. Go ahead. Get on down.
All right. I got you. This piece is called I Apologize. Whenever you're ready. Oh, you can't get on down, so I'm ready. Okay, yeah, my bad. I want to apologize for the children born riddled with the disease before they learned to breathe because mama thought it was cool to smoke a pipe all night because she was living her life. For the single mother trying her best because daddy bitched up and left and leaving Brenda to raise a seed alone in a broken home, his only response and reason was the typical line, that baby ain't mine. Leaving another child sitting hours on hard rocks and praying at night to hear a knock-knock. For the brothers slinging crack rocks, the brothers on corners. The brothers slinging gunshots and the brothers on corners. Bodies being carried off by corners, off corners by corners because we act as if we own corners. For the 3-year-old girls that learn to twerk before they learn to breed. For the 16-year-old girl who believes she's born to breed and the 30-year-old woman in a toxic relationship and can't bring herself to leave. I apologize for using poetry and prose to get pussy then call the girls hoes as I move from friend to friend disrespecting their melanin and promise to never call them bitch again and boasting that I never called a bitch again. For the baby taken away by blind bullets because the shooter behind the trigger didn't have the courage to pull it while he looked eye to eye with his enemy. For the teenage lives taken by suicide because their truth was labeled lies and they knew nothing more that they could do to bring their lives to an end. Who can you turn to when your own parents don't have a listening ear to lend? For every brother that's lost his life behind a color. For the tears shed by every mother. For the lost souls raising themselves without guidance through this thing called life. Fuck. This can't be life. Within my people lives every single piece of this evil, and we can't seem to break these chains because we've been taught that these are all part of life when we keep it real. Drugs, broken love, abandonment triggers, strippers, prostitutes, babies sold for figures, prison walls, graveyards, corners in the hood. I apologize for everything we've accepted as good. I apologize for the lies, the cries, and the strive I had for being a motherfucking nigga. When I should have been proud enough just growing to be strong and black. So I apologize for nigga shit, nigga this and nigga that, for this nigga light skin and nigga black. Now, picture that. In peace.
Yo, wise son. Wise son. Yo, how many times did he say corners in his piece, bro? I lost count. metaphor you.
Dave got this way of getting on my damn nerves. And then he come up with something like this. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad y'all got to hear that today. This is the last Thursday of January before Black History Month. And every single one of those pitches and apologize better hit home. Because what this man just gave y'all was a pouring of emotions poetically, very poignantly, when it comes to who we are and the challenges that face us ahead. And he gave it to us and said, I apologize. Incredible.
Appreciate it.
Van Meadows, what say you?
I mean, I was talking at first, but somebody just decided to just throw up all over the mic because he got all excited.
Hey, anyway. He put in his DSP privileges. He was like, fuck them right there, nigga.
Right.
I got something to say.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
I'm going to go ahead and just start talking. Forget the fact that you were saying something, Ben. Let me go ahead and just invoke my DSP right here and right now. Anyway.
He was like, you hazel-eyed motherfuckers. I got something to say.
That part's true.
Mr. Metaphoria. Excuse me, J-Rob. Excuse me, sir. Thank you. This is a dope piece, but you said corners a lot in this piece. I thought you was gonna keep on going. I just couldn't figure out what corner we were standing on. But hey man, you said a lot in here. 3-year-old girl learning to twerk, you know, did you say what did you say about the 30-year-old woman? You said about breeding?
No, the 16-year-old girl who believed she was born to breed and the 30-year-old woman in a toxic relationship and can't bring her up to leave.
Yeah. All of that. That whole run right there, man. That whole.
And I didn't say corners a whole lot. Let me take you back to that real quick. I said, brothers slinging crack rock to brothers on corners, the brothers slinging gunshots into brothers on corners, bodies being carried off by off corners by corners.
Coroners. Well, say, pronounce
because
word,
we
right.
act as if we own corners.
But I'm
from Oklahoma, nigga. We smash it together. You got to get on the country.
Hold on, let me back up. Y'all hear that? He said he's from Oklahoma. You know, because Tulsa is always on the first 48, like every time. Every time. 35 miles north. Hey, man, but this was a dynamic piece, bro. I really enjoyed this, man. Generational curse breakers was all throughout that piece when you dealt with the females from the youngest to that age range. And I really appreciated this piece, man. This was a really dynamic piece. J-Rob, you want to cut me off again, bro?
I appreciate it. I appreciate y'all listening. Like I said, you know, Black History Month is coming up. Like you mentioned, Tulsa, Oklahoma, like I said, it's 35 miles north of here. But, you know, I know a lot of people listening may have never been to Oklahoma, but Black Wall Street, that's right where it happened, 35 miles north of here. If you ain't never been, you should take a trip to that. That's your thing. You know, you like to visit shit. You should check it out.
Yeah, I feel that. One day I will get over there because I do want to go there.
Be sure to visit before them crackers bomb it again because, you know, it's starting to build back up. Now, I do not refuse to say crackers, fuck y'all. You call me nigga, kiss my whole ass. Okay.
Well, all right, my brother, we're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor. I don't know how long you want to stay out there, but ain't no football on tonight, so you might stay out there and hang out there for a minute. So, one love,
one more call. Depending on who the next call is. But I appreciate y'all. Much love to y'all, and I'm going to be listening for a little bit.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Epiphany's own Mr. Metaphoria. Whoo! Wise son. That's your man's. Absolutely.
I apologize for cutting you off, brother. You
invoked your DSP, bro. It's all good, man. It's all good.
It was good. It was youthful exuberant. Youthful exuberant. I totally apologize.
That was DSP.
All right. It was youthful exuberant.
let's keep the party going, bro. It's fine, bro. Let's keep the party going. Next up, we got Epiphany Zone, the other half host of the Erotic Love Zone. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you Mrs. VIP. Hey, Mrs. VIP.
Well, hello, Poetic.
Hey,
hey,
Mrs.
How are you?
No, you can't go on all something sexy. You somebody's missus. Give us the regular voice.
That part.
Hey, look, can't give all of it up. I've been down, but I'm here, and I'm good. So how you guys doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing. But
good.
I'm glad,
glad
it's open
glad
mic.
To hear you. Glad to hear you. It is open
Girl,
mic.
You's married. You ain't doing. You doing that thing. Talk about
wow.
I'm doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But get out. We get
ahead,
out of the way because we want to hear. That is my friend, absolutely. But we want to hear what she got to speak. So we're going to get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right, thank you. This piece is entitled, In My Dream, I Was Zooming Through the Sky Like a Hummingbird Flying from Star to Star. I was shining in the dark, sending a flicker to find you. Hoping you would notice me. Come find me in a galaxy where the planets revolve and time stops for no one, even me. This is why my search for you grows exponentially. And I need you to see me, to love me, not drop me like rocket love because of misunderstandings. The comet came and you jumped on the tail. The rains came and bitter days seemed to prevail. I'm waiting for you to find me. Let the sun shine again to hide the stars in the sky, and your sight becomes clear. I'm waiting for you, sending out pheromones so you can smell me. Love, come find me. The rays will burn if I stay, so I'll try to ride the zephyrs until you discover me and let me lightly mist on you. Love, feel me. My softness will forever soothe you, give you peace of mind. So come see about me, or my love, you'll never be able to find. And that's that. Peace.
My Lord. Why, son?
I just want to find love. That searching for love, that finds that kind of love, to let love know that I am in love with love, being loved. Because being loved shouldn't have to feel like I am in search of love. I really enjoyed this piece. But again, you're somebody's missing. Yeah. You can't be silent sexy. You got to give it to us straight. Like when you was, working in social services, and you like, thank you for coming in to just sit down. Can't be coming sounding all sultry and whatnot, making me clutch my pearls.
Well, I'm retired. I can't sound like that anymore. So, no.
Sound all like, ooh,
okay.
Ooh, sultry and
that's
stuff.
Okay.
Man, let's talk to your friend. You talk with that fantastic piece.
You
talk to your friend.
You know, she coming in here with that voice, man, trying to woo us and deliver this piece, knowing. That she all booed up with nuptials. We not paying attention. We not gonna put a banana in the tailpipe. Ain't no way you gonna get us out of character. Not gonna do it.
Man, she should have started her piece by saying, I don't hate because I'm sick. And then going to the piece.
Uh-huh. And going to the piece.
Oh,
right. That part. Yeah. But seriously. This was a beautiful piece as well. I'm loving open mic because we get poetry like this, you know. So thank you, Mrs. VIP, for bringing a little bit of yourself in your piece.
Mister.
So we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Well, thanks. I thought I'd go a little different tonight, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, before we usher you over to the dance floor, can you let everybody know what you got going on at Epiphany Radio?
Oh, absolutely. every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Daylight Savings Time, your choice. My bedroom voice diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone. And I know she told you that the topic is up for discussion, but whatever it is, we have a lot of fun. And if you missed last night's show, you missed a treat. It was
awesome. Man, whew. Them poets came through there was so nasty. I'm so glad I didn't do a piece because they was nasty.
Huh? What? Mm.
They was nasty. Mm. Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember doing a piece. I heard poetic, but I didn't hear bad. Mm. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for sharing. See you next Wednesday. Get on out there on the dance floor. One love, one mic, and take your stuff.
One love, one mic, gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mrs. VIP. Catch her next Wednesday in the erotic love zone. Whew, man. Yo, Jay, guess who we got next, bro? Guess who we got next, bro? Guess who next? Guess who next?
I don't want to guess. Who do we have?
Man, we got our West Coast Go-Go brother, Sincere, from Los Angeles. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, man, blessings. Blessings to everybody. Blessings. I'm great.
Big bro, I owe you a bit of an apology. It's been a crazy week. I need to talk to you because I need some advice, but I we'll get to that in a second. I missed your call a couple of times, but I'm going to rebound and hit you up, brother. We got to talk. It's good to hear your voice, man.
It's good to be heard, brother. I appreciate that. I'm here. And Van Meadows, thank
right
you
on.
For passing my my number to Mr. Washington at Atterbury. I appreciate that.
Hey, no, it's my pleasure, brother. We appreciate you. But we will talk. We will talk. We got some things to discuss, so we'll talk.
Yeah, and the cool thing is that he got an older brother. Him and I probably ran together, and his family was in Harlem when my family was there, you know, with my father's family. So it's just nostalgia. He had me reminiscing, man. It was beautiful, man.
That's awesome, man. I love it, man. I love it. See? Man, I love it. That's what I'm talking about. A wise son. You usher our brother
of
to
course.
The
mother. Sincere, welcome to the last Thursday of the month, man. It's an open mic night on the Get Dizam. So without no further ado, we would like for you to get on down.
I was an afterthought of an afterbirth. I was consumed and conceived by a thought. Then again, we always conceived by a thought. Some of us begot, some of us became. I fell and I crawled. I ran and I cried and I died, knowing that my existence is what I make it from that afterthought. I want to thank everybody who made me run so I could learn from my mistakes. In peace. Sincere from Los Angeles.
Wow, I'm not used to that, bro. I'm not used to that. A short piece with a meaning pack and a punch. This is pretty dope, bro. You said a lot
Thank
of
you.
Words. And I, for one, appreciate that. Why, son?
This was, but I was taught it's called, when it's this short, it's not a haiku, it's called a drabble. A drabble hits the point, but a drabble is really poignant in its piece. I really enjoyed this piece of what you gave and the life that you gave it, bro. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. I'm humbled.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with what a drabble is, it's not a haiku. Definitely look it up on Google. These are really, really short pieces that pack a punch. It says a whole lot. And this brother just executed exact perfection what that is. Salute, salute, salute.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Always.
But now we're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor, man, so you can show them what that West Coast go-go looks like, my brother.
all day, all night. I appreciate that. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Salute, King.
That's our good brother Sincere, our go-go brother Sincere from Los Angeles. Next up on the mic, area code 573. Who do we have? And welcome to the Get Down.
Hello, hello, hello. Same time. Hello, guys.
My man is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
I mean, not much. Not much. It's my McBain's little house, you know. But they love light and progression. So, you know,
look at
things like that.
I love that.
I woke up at 9:30 this morning. I did, but I didn't wake up in a panic. That was nice. You know, a year ago today, I lost my wife of 20 years, Casey Anderson, my voodoo queen. And I'm not here to go into a career or anything like that, but I have to cherish a legacy and uphold a legacy. And in doing so, I share pieces. So the piece I want to share with you tonight is actually how I overcame mentally trauma of losing her that morning. And hold on 1 second. Baby, I'm on the air, baby. So, you know, I've written about a third piece. I realized, you know, I can't do this. This is, you know, you gotta let it go. So, the fourth piece is that will actually be the title of the book I will publish this year for her. And this is, you know, this is just conquering of trauma. This isn't anything else, but this is how you do it. Whenever you're ready.
All right, well, son, usher my brother to the mic.
Sinister Spitter. Man, let's cut to the chase and please get on down.
Love letter, my goodbyes. An apocalyptic war of survival burns in your departure. These visions, electrified shockwaves singed on retina's core. Tsunamis of emotions crash upon the embattled shores, wrought with anxiety and depression, worn like a crown. Westward breezes chain me a memory of love that always tested time. Like hourglass sand, you are with me every moment. I would tear my own heart out just to get you back. You always at the thresholds of chaos, standing strong. Relay spin. I can't do this all on my own. We must as a whole unite. You fucking left me, us. This isn't the way it was supposed to be. It took me 2 weeks to walk into that bathroom again. I just kept seeing your face, and it broke me every time. Eternally ache. Breaking these inclinations to view clearly what's become, I often of late find myself in such dark shadows. Memories are filled on torn pages and paintings that are lost. You've left me on shaky foundations, quiet, all alone. Grasping sanity. It takes all of me to rise to each occasion. Splattered pen. I'm walking through lofty moments so fucking tired again. Attempting to fuel depression with injected false pretense. Why stupidity brains and the cortex so damn grand? I'm remiss. Warm-hearted and conscience of what's been undone. Reason would have virtue that there's redundancy here. Falling over a dirty carpet, shit, so displaced. I'm apart from this vessel. My eyes are welling portals. Conscious decisions. Avoid instances where I'm found to be the part of fool. Add part of the experience's frequent, grief-struck confines. Suddenly washing the stains of disdain, I'm buried. Muddy and bloody by consequence of your actions lit. Disparaging tones. I'm encumbered by transitions and gut-wrenching sadness. Bald the other day in front of our son, professing truth and failure. I had another conversation on things I'm steadily ashamed of. Realized the force it was, she's tearing us into the ground. But seriously, you've left me under volatile skies. What should have ended differently? I'm broken, quite frankly. Somehow I'm finding strength to move forward and accept what's come to be. Excuse me if I seem a bit off. I'm fucking angry. 2 decades of the moon passing way up high. a lifetime together. I mean, think. Half of it was us. Such a ride through heaven and hell, we still prevailed. Creating a lineage and triplicate as individuals that shine. Feeling hopeless. That's not an option anymore. My cerebral bends, testing sides. You were wrong about my devotion to you. Bones of my hide. Spiraling in jagged circles, I must learn to really cope. Failure's no strength, that fellow. Rising and falling like tides. Fractured shell. I reminisce on peculiar instances. I try to file away the fights. How wicked a breeze can blow, attacking from all sides. You were swept up in storms. I paddled one and fought, and saving with that wave. A burden such a cost. Death dealer. You believe me incapable of what now is new life. Track and field hurdles seem to me like insurmountable strife. Knees bruised from falling down, I don't always walk the line. Like high altitude breathing, I'm always near. Panic confines. Massive needs. I need you to be present right now. Look at me with those eyes. I need you to tell me that you love me. Oh, how I adore you still. Empty barrels of toxicity made unique by the ones that's us. It doesn't hold the candle of the burn we found. Our love. Obliterate nights. Inertial whispers failing to obtain its beautiful task. A tread worn thin like the soles of my weary shoes. I wonder if I saw this train wreck vastly coming on. I think it's an unspoken knowledge I tried to ignore. Wearing blinders. The past is heavy drawn curtains, dusty and so soiled. Perseverance always lost through many storm fronts. A bond magical and insane all wound up as one. Reserve quiet moments to settle this growing angst. Trigger warning, those visions burn inside my embattled fragile mind. Sometimes, in dark moments, I recall a smirk on your blue face. Pain and despair had you walked in vicious, desperate circles. We've begun to drift apart, people chaotic seas. Men didn't believe. I thought reason caught you drawn down, utterly exposed. But so fragile is the shell that's worn so thin. I can't instigate any type of should-ofs or what-ifs. The sad truth is, I must set your demise aside. Strength from him. Four waters can shower my world. I can cleanse again. Just a little hope and faith. Do you remember that hymn? You wore it like a trooper. You showed up for the kids. I don't have a clue how to say that thing is, except you taught them. Forgotten rhymes. You stole my work as I had once to do. Dreadfully regretted. Still love? Hellfire. Only daydreams stole me away from you. Never in 20 years did I ever see a future that didn't have you. Reasonable waves of terror permeate through my vessel and core. Encumbered weight. I'm so fucking devastated. Not only die, but like that. A weary replays of video that's shown futures to come. Never again. Never envisioned destruction like what I was just left. I mean, sure, my theatrics, journeyed that realm by poor lives. Anger and sadness in my lungs like drowning in a lake. My mind attempting to shut down is a must. Look at the faith and art to buoy me from the ferocious waves. Breathe through another panic attack. Father, take this. You must. Lost direction. You move motionless through my spirit, so daunting. Smoothly, we intersect flawless motions, getting us wet. My heart as I was always just yours. Fascinated by the palace of love's bounty that adorns the pinnacles of triumph. Always I will belong to you. In the heart and the flesh, breathing to exhale the negative energy and releasing it. Remembering smooth-toned elevations, wetting my intent. Dreams are made of sweet occasions such as these, soft and tender. Succumb so many times that failure's headstrong weight. Was it bliss or blasphemy, the things that somehow got away? All those years living in a blur pierces through the lines. Tragic, the end that came of this, not one much for hindsight. Stains of time. One and maddening deafness of slow hands of Father Time. Encapsulated various intentions through managed wastes of rhyme. Somewhere hidden in foolish verbiage rotates redundantly in my dome. Walking a tightrope of indiscretion has my pupils dilated, shaking eyes. blown through the central nervous system, drugs do run. Unattached, euphoria, clearing, marking each lone exit. Fuck! I can't believe this. The pleasure you placed me in. And this shit, loathing. And the passion. That reliquary is my memory. Lost first. Somewhere over dark rainbows, the reason finally is to attain golden potted virtues that people have spent lifetime to giving away. Realign my knowledge to educate thoughts that should come clear. Muted orifices. Cotton mouth and cynical. I reside not, my dear. Oh, shakes. I'm no longer worried and anxious for your return. Sometimes sick of your presence. Last time I swim. But I found you in his eyes today. I helped you once again. I release you in transition. My four chambers ache within. The buckery breathing. And peace.
Man, Sinister Spittle, you definitely come through, and you it took strength and courage to spit this piece and get it all out, man. And I applaud you for being transparent and open like this, bro. Dope ink, man. I know where it comes from for you, and no one does it like you, Sinister Spittle. J. Rob, the wise son.
I have to definitely piggyback on what it is that Van gave us. This was pretty heavy in respect to the fact that you opened up in a different way. And for you to take what it is that you've been through and to put into that and put expressionism on top of it says a lot in the midst of the pain that you're going through, bro. And I thank you for sharing what you brought, because there's somebody out there that's listening that may be going through something that needed to hear this tonight. So with that, I thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Yeah, it's all in, you know, counting and acceptance and, you know, filing away. I file this shit away. You got to make reason of it and then move on, you know, be better for it. So, rest in peace, my voodoo queen. I thank you guys. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, team.
Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the dance floor, that is Sinister Spittle. Whew, man. Next up on the mic, bro, we have Epiphany's Own. We call him Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man. I give you Mojave. What's good with you, bro?
Gentlemen, what's good?
Good day, sir.
I say good day to you, sir.
I say good day.
Anyway, I'm just going to do this piece and get out the way because, you know, that's what needs to happen.
Go ahead, bro.
Because
I want you to just jump into your piece, man, without us ushering you, man. You start to remind me of somebody, bro. Don't do that.
I was trying to make up time.
He's like, fuck y'all, poor man. I'm about to jump into this piece, and then
right. flashback, bro. Trigger.
I'm gonna see you tomorrow, sir. Huh? I'm just saying, I say good day. I'm gonna see you tomorrow, sir.
Oh shit, that's right. Yeah, I see you tomorrow.
I have a whole suitcase full of like hoodies, and I'm like, I got his shirts, I got to give him these hoodies. I was like, this is just so extra. Who knows? But because change of plans, I'll tell you about it later. Because I have to bring the PA upstate, so I actually have to drive up. So I got to do some different things. So. That's to the place. Anyway, any questions, sir?
I'll still see you tomorrow. Hey. I don't care. Please continue.
All right. Thank you, bro. Appreciate it. Javi, we getting out the way now. It's open mic night, so go ahead and get on down.
Yes. All right. Hold on. Let me see. I'm going to do this. I'm going to figure out what I did with it so I'll be able to tell you what I'm doing. Okay. Message. Okay. Where you at? Oh, you're here. Okay, I'm sorry. I confess. I love making that nigga mad. Him not knowing for the way that you smile, the way that you do, I confess that the sound of your voice activates. The livingness, lechery, the demoness, debauchery makes blood rush to places unseen. I confess that I dream of you the way I would put my mouth on you, on the south of you, look for the moisture to feed my thirst, suckle what rivers have to offer so that you are pleasured first. I confess that I want you. Like parched earth needs rain, like moon and sun of a day and night have to explain, like how your saliva is arousal applied to my skin causes me to harden as I dig in your garden, planting what surely is a plan for the future. I come around, sticking with the sounds of silence, a violence underneath, a riot beneath my waist. Imagine what would be if you took a taste. I know that you would not fail in making me come until your lips are overrun, never failing to lick up every drop, how you wouldn't stop until my breath was leaving me, you seizing me, emptying my well, you drinking from my cup. I confess, I never think I want to get married again, but for you I will. I will love you like the first time I ever saw your face, like the first time you ever granted me your grace. I keep you in my sacred place that he'll never have to know. But that motherfucker would know from your glow, knowing that you got loving from the soul. I confess that you might like Yoni, like you got something for me. How we talk ecstasy, past memories, how you mastermind, and then you masturbate for me. Let me lick your fingers after you've touched yourself. Let me sample your passion, feel like real precipitation, the sensation of sitting close enough to smell you. But your sweet scent stent my mind to become motion and grind. I confess, I can tell when you talk. I can tell when you touch yourself, when you feel the warmth and love and you feel safe, how the tone of your openness speaks to the rediscovery of your inner femininity, the access of your divinity and strength, the belief in yourself, your lucid lavishness, how you feel desire that is complete with love, gates of your heart open beyond your expectation, removing the plateau that you were standing on. I confess that when you touch yourself to the thought of me, how much this kiss your soul, much like my mouth that sucks and sucks on your clit, it is the connection that keeps this ecstasy lit, how we move in tandem like synchronized swimmers. The poetry in our motion is a passionate devotion that speaks to how we move into each other. This wetness overflow. I see your glistening goodness and how your tongue slips to the side of your beautiful, desirous lips. Pleasure marionetting the ticks of your face in me and the gleam of your eye. The thought of me to cause you release, the taste that gives my horny peace. As you sate me, you satisfy, purify the carnal congress. As I press, stir, until relations, relegating us to rest. I see glistening goodness, how your tongue slips to the side through your beautiful, desirous lips. Pleasure, marionetting the ticks of your face and me, and the gleam of your eye. And that's the piece.
Why, son?
I just want to play along the constellations and pretend that I'm pouring the Milky Way all over your chocolatey skin while I am lapping it up like a puppy who yearns to be fed when his mother just yearns to be away, but you come. This shit is hot like a motherfucking body. Yo, I think I'm pregnant too. This is hot.
Lies.
This is absolutely hot.
Lies.
Why? Yo, I keep telling you, you are so damn dope. You don't, yo, oh man. There's a song that says, "We don't need no hook, bruh." You don't need no music. I know some of y'all are not going to be familiar with this metaphor, but there was a song that was out years ago by Pumpkin and the All-Stars. And the hook was, the All-Stars need no music. The All-Stars need no music. The All-Stars need no music because all we need is Pumpkin. Yo, Hive, you don't need no music. This shit stands on its own merit. My God. Bro, you are some intergalactic space invaders. Don't touch me. I'm too sexy for the stage poetry. My God, kid. The hell, man? The hell? Oh, Van, take the mic. My water just broke. I'll
hey,
be back.
Hey, Javi.
Quitting
you. He's right, man.
Quitting
he is right.
That's it.
This was a dynamite piece, bro. Very centrally romantic. Man, it's a drip-worthy piece, man. And coming from King Drip, man, I wouldn't expect no less. The music, as soft as it was, accentuated the piece. And I thoroughly enjoyed it, man. This was like a slice of heaven. So thank you for this, bro. Appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so very much, sir.
Hey, man, before we move you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, let everybody know what you got going on Epiphany Radio.
Ooh, I'm glad you asked me that question. Just have to slow it down. Welcome to Epiphany Radio Universe, a For Real Entertainment Network, where we encourage you to take your socks off. A baby, baby, now, this Tuesday, 9 p.m., here on Epiphany Radio Universe, we present to you the third season of the Honey Dripper Poetry Collective, Honey Dripper 3.0, and we have an amazing set of poets for you, some you might have heard, some you don't know, but you will know when we get done. We have the incredible erotic poetress Alondis from Memphis, Tennessee. We have True Sister coming through and Bless the Mic. We also have an incredible Detroit poet named Love Dami. And we have from Brooklyn. And so we have Phantom. Know it. It's about to go down. If you've not seen these queens in action, prepare yourself. Get your cold press. Get a towel. Get a cool drink or a hot one. And prepare yourself. It is about to go down here on Epiphany Radio Universe, where we boldly go where poems have never been before. So that's what's going on.
Man, make sure y'all tune in, man. Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait. And my brother, you got to get out there on that dance floor, man, and show them what the Epiphany men can do.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
My brother, one love, one mic, and take your socks off.
Oh, baby, baby.
Nasty ass. Oh, nasty ass.
I know you ain't talking.
I ain't do nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was King Drip, Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man Mojave. Next up on the mic, y'all, we got Epiphany's own one half host of the Just Gina show. We got us a Gina Storm, y'all. Hey, Gina. Unmute your mic. Unmute your mic.
I can't make it down. You know I was mutating.
Get down. I know.
Happy to be here.
Glad to have you here.
Yeah, hey, Gina. Crazy. Hey, J-Rob, I don't know when you're due, but I swear I have dilated to 3.
Okay. So far, so far, it feels like he was a false alarm.
It was a false alarm. You had to know
like
that. Rex and Hicks.
It might be the jalapenos.
Sometimes it's gas. It ain't even pregnancy. Keep using your birth control. You'll be all right.
Thank you, baby. I'm looking for the morning after.
Mojave came in and melted the mic. I don't even know what to do.
I mean, hey, do what you got to do, baby. Do what you do, baby.
You know what? I'm going to do this. Because everybody in my family laughs when I say it, because it started snowing the night before last, and it snowed all that night, yesterday and today. And I call snow the S word. So I'm going to do this piece that I wrote on the 15th of this month, and I titled it The Blues.
Go ahead and get on down.
Okay, thank y'all. The Blues. Let me keep it a buck. This right here, in this moment, outside of Chicago, sucks. See, winter days are shorter and nights are longer, and at bedtime, I need extra cover. I sleep by myself, and even though I got this cat, she's a diva. She act like I belong to her, and she is not my pet, but I am her person. Okay, I wanted her to understand and appreciate one thing but certain two things. So I'm the HNIC in this spot, but I'm going to let that go. I have to reflect on the fact that we have overcast skies, and my current mood is reflecting it. I hate these blues. Nothing is all right. Who knew that a full moon would be my life highlight? This ain't right. I've been cooking in crock pots and several pots, sometimes all four eyes on the stove and the griddle too. In addition to me baking daily to add some home, it gives me temporary peace. Occasionally I have some laughter and a small smile you'll get from me. But my question, if I have to go outside, is my big coat versus my winter coat? Because that always has to be my favorite choice. I don't know which one I need until I see if there is some precipitation in the sky. It's usually the S word. I don't know what it is. No, don't say it to me unless you want to go. I told you previously these hands are rated E and they're for everybody, and I will fight you. So I didn't ask for this. I know my name is Dima Storm, but that S word ain't got nothing to do with me. I have to let everybody know that I've been sick for a minute, and now I'm back. I lost my voice, and I took some awful meds, extra pain on top of being severely ill. I was looking around for hidden cameras trying to find out, am I being punked? This can't be for real. And I took bubble baths, drinking glasses of sweet wine, listening to good music while listening to poetry other than mine. My voice still needed to mend, but when I got it back and it was strong again, I came back to the Pippin universe to do what I do over and over again. These blues are seasonal, and in the spring, it will shift. I'm still making my pen cry instead of me. Thankful for these listening ears, I just had to vent. We're approaching the end of January. This is the last get down for this month. We still got a long way to go to get through this year, because there are going to be some other days when the S word, you know what it is, don't say snow, will be falling, because I live outside of Chicago in the Windy City. That Hulk don't be playing. So if I get the lake effect snow and I'm out here angry, just expect to get some poetry from me, because this is what we do and how we believe. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for encouraging me. In peace.
Well, Gina. Whew. S word. Don't say it. I enjoyed this piece, Gina. Thank you so much for this. You and your ability to just freestyle at whim without any, you know, I don't have that gift. So I'm in awe always. Why, son, what do you think?
I'm like, listen. She's what they call it, the funky freestyle phonetic, verbal acrobatic, gift giving on a consistent basis of, wow.
The funny thing about it is, like, I call that a key style. So legitimate, I wrote most of that piece for a mic that I got a prompt from on Clubhouse. But I freestyled around it because it wasn't snowing that day. But it's snowing now. And I'm so angry because I don't, you know, like, that's work. So I just appreciate y'all for encouraging me to just do me because, like I said, I didn't know what I was going to do. And then all I had to do was look out the window and be like, oh, yeah, that shit. Fuck winter. But, yeah, I'm just, you know, mad because I'm not on vacation.
I hear that.
I want to be anywhere but here. Like, I hate cold and snow so much. And that's all we got right now. So, yeah.
Oof. Lord, I don't like that either.
To move someplace where there's no winter. And until that happens, I'm going to be bitter and I'm going to write
Hawaii. Poetry. Either Hawaii or...
I got options because I have a passport. And triple citizenship, not dual. So, yeah, whatever it takes, I'm going to do that.
Okay. There you go.
Absolutely. Now, before we move over to the Get Down Dance Floor, can you let everybody know what you've been going on?
Okay. So Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I will be at Clubhouse where Jay and I, along with Wallace, the Elder Reed, host The Kitchen with his Mama Donna and the rest of the Small House crew. On Saturday night, however, I will be here in the Epiphany Universe co-hosting with Just Jay at the show with myself at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then we'll be back on Clubhouse at 6 Central, 7 Eastern with The Living Room. It's usually a conversation and sometimes an interview, but it's always an in-depth look at poetry, the way the poets would like people who are listening to listen with intent so they can comment in a way that will be constructive for them to move forward with that piece if they're having any trepidation or they just want to try it out because they haven't said it before anymore. So I'm beginning my poet on. I had 3 mics tonight, y'all. I'm done. My cat is looking at me like I'm crazy. And I did what I came to do. I came to get down.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go to the line.
Absolutely. All right, get over to that dance floor.
That's what's up.
One love, one mic, ladies and gentlemen.
One love, one mic.
Don't. Wow. Man. All right, we're going to go from Tina Storm to our good brother, Jay Walk, is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
Salutations, brothers. How y'all doing?
Doing great, man. How are you?
Oh, man, it's just enjoying some of this free air while it's free.
I know that's right, bro.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
You know, at some point in time, they're going to be like, well, all the black people are going to start charging off their heads and jump on civil rights.
Exactly. You know, put some air in my keys, man. You know, miss a think credit.
You know, so, Jay, I share with Van what you share with me. And, bruh, he's like, yeah. So me, you, and Van are going to have to get on a freeway over the weekend and have this conversation
absolutely.
So we can have this out and make it absolutely
definitely.
Incredible. But then on the flip side, I told you, me,
yes,
Van, Mr. Metaphoria, and you are going to record something that's going to come out absolutely sick.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Absolutely.
You know how I'm always down for it. Always down for it.
So I'm like, yeah, this is going to be really dope. I can't wait for it. And brothers, woo!
Yeah.
Let's get with it. Let's get to it.
Let's get with it. Absolutely.
Hey,
absolutely.
I'm definitely ready. Definitely ready. So what y'all guys got going on tonight?
Why,
hey,
Sonny,
man,
just get ready to take care of that for you, man.
It's the last Thursday of the month, man. We ain't got no topic. Today is all about your poetry, your pen, that paper, that pad. And in the words of Keith Murray, You want a hit? Give me an hour plus a pen and a pad. So tonight's on you, man. Tonight's on you. We ain't going to get out the way. We just want to hear you freestyle and do what you do. When you bring your poetry to the mic, man, it's open mic night. Go ahead, man. Cut to the chase. Go ahead. Get on down.
Let's unpack this thing, you know, because I ain't really have nothing to talk about. This is a long week, so melancholy, you know. Scribbling in this notepad, unmotivated. There's no need to even for me to even read this shit. It don't empower. It's uninviting. It don't even inspire shit, you know. It's useless. It lacks merit or common sense. It's elusive. It's lucid. And it'll lose you quick. I am not going to even post this shit. I probably should be canceled or at least censored. Can you even call this literature? It's insensitive and unwanted material. I don't even know why I pick up a pen anymore. I have no creativity. My ceiling is the floor. There's not much higher I can go, man. In the world of poetry, my words are on life support, flatlining like a straight line. The things I write should be considered a crime. It's like I'm stealing time. Time you could have been doing something productive. Instead of reading this dumb shit, hey, here's a trash can. Throw this piece in it. I'm done. I quit, and that's that piece.
Man, I'm gonna ask you why you friends with him.
Hey, man.
Because I seen a poet do this on stage, and he had a notebook and a pad, and he was writing. And he was like, "Nah, that's not." But the piece was about him throwing away his poetry, and meanwhile, he's just ripping paper off the pad and spit the piece, and the piece was the fact he's like, this is it. And this is what Jay did. And this is what Jay does. So he's your friend for the next 2 minutes. I ain't talking to him when he comes up with this kind of creativity. That's your boy.
You can talk to him, man. That's your man. Hey, man.
That's hella creative.
This is serious piece, bro.
Great stuff.
That's hella creative.
You just want to rip the show down, man, its head apart, man, with that piece, man. And I could dig it, man. I could dig it. Dynamite ink, bro. You know how you do, man. You know how you do.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Appreciate it, man. Hey, you know how we do. Let's put it like that. Let's all do it together. You know how we do.
Man, know how we do. You know. I accept that, bro.
Yeah,
I accept that.
We'll chop it up since J-Rod ain't talking to me, you know. I mean.
Yeah, it's all good, man. It's all good. But we definitely got to get that three-way call in so we can I've been good, man. I've been good. But we definitely got to get that three-way call, man. Cause when I saw that picture, a lot of things ran through my head, bro. So we definitely got to top it up, man. Cause,
I'm ready to go in. Yeah. I don't know, man. I just, that piece came to me, man. And I was like, you know, in lieu of the Back to Dwight and the Red Room series, man, you know, hey, this is something that the ladies need, man, and it's not, you know, it can go either way, man. It could, you know, it can be a mental touch, it could be a physical touch, but whatever it is, man, it's touchscreen, and we're gonna touch them, you know. So it's all the above. You have, you know, full, you got the green light, man. Give it all the gas you got.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Look, I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be nice, and I'm just letting you brothers know the since Black History Month is down the block at a stop sign, I got a new series coming that's going to hold hands with the Black Boudoir series, and we'll see what the results are. But in between all that. This is going to be dope. In between all that, what we three and we four create is going to be something incredible. Looking forward to it.
You know,
absolutely,
history,
bro.
History in the making. I'm definitely ready to make history in 2023.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Good stuff, man.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Thank you, man. Get over there. Get down dance floor, man. Cut the rug a little bit. We'll be out there. We got one more part. We'll be out there shortly, my brother.
Hey, y'all be easy. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, bro.
One and one, King.
That's our good brother, Jay Walk, man, just doing his thing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're still hearing the sound of my voice, congratulations. You made it into the overtime segment of the broadcast. Those that were listening in online and they didn't call in, I guess they just didn't make it. But
they know who we be.
Yeah. J Rob the Wise Son.
They know who we be.
Next up on the mic, we got one of our favorites. We got Double A. Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. Kingpin in the building. What's good with you, my brother?
What's going on, fellas?
Good to
hear
you.
Tonight is
a
good night, sir. How are you doing?
Okay, fighting some back pain, but otherwise I'm doing okay.
I hope it's not sciatica like your boy J. Rob is going through.
No, I had back surgery in 07, and the pain that I have now is basically arthritis and scar tissue. But
understood.
Since we having this bout of cold weather, it's been deciding to act the fool. So. But I wanted to step in before you guys shut it down for tonight.
Hey, we appreciate you, bro.
Thank you.
Well, let us get
Thank
out the way, man, and let you go ahead and get on down, man. It's open mic, so do what you want to do, man, and get on down.
This is a piece called Guardians of the Throne. I am the Kingpin. I am a guardian of the throne. My words are my weapons. I feel no pain. I show no mercy. I am the voice of the voiceless. I am the historian, time of darkness. The words that I speak have been passed down throughout the generations. From the first man to the griots of today. I bring forth that which was not known or that which was forgotten. To let us know we are not what society has painted us. I will continue to enlighten, to give us hope, to show our worth until my dying day. I am the Kingpin. I am a guardian of the throne.
Why, son?
I love this piece, and I dig the calmness. Because in hearing you recite it, and mind you, this is me being very Afrocentric, you sound like a conqueror that's explaining to those that are within earshot exactly who they're about to deal with. And you remind them very calmly. Those are the ones that they said you got to be very wary of, the silent ones. And this is the quiet conqueror. is, like, before we go into this conversation, let me explain to you who I am. I am, and then you dive into the piece. And for me, that's what I dig, and I just really love how you put this together. Thank you.
Thank you.
Damn it.
Amen. You are definitely a guardian, Kingpin, and your words speak life and truth. May rub people the wrong way because of how truthful your words are. But sometimes it's necessary to rustle a few feathers, because some people seem to think that we forget and they're trying to erase the history that brought us here. And my brother, you continue to keep doing what it is that you're doing. Keep enlightening, keep inspiring, and keep waking everybody up. I appreciate you, good brother.
And I have an announcement to make. Well, actually a couple, if you don't mind.
No, brother.
First one being, I would like to thank the both of you for doing the forward and afterward for my new book that hopefully will be out by the end of February.
Congratulations.
So that'll be number 5 in the chamber. And I was also named as a contributing writer for the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. What that entails is I'll get to add writings for them at my leisure during the month. I will get started on, for me, which was, I'll get started on Black History Month. So that's where we'll start off at, and we'll see how this goes.
All right, my brother. Sounds good, man. Looking forward to it, man. Congratulations again on all of your victories for 2023 that have already started coming to fruition, and many, many more blessings upon you as well, sir, for all your endeavors that you've got going.
In the words of that old school joint, outstanding. Outstanding. Congratulations, bro. And I'm glad that I was able to contribute my little bit to this magnificent piece of writing that's about to come forth. Can't wait to read it.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the forum. I appreciate the support from you guys. And let me come on and clown at times and be serious at others.
It's necessary, bro. It's necessary.
We're the blessed ones, bro.
Absolutely.
We are the absolute blessed ones. So thank you. Thank you for taking time out to share with us that piece of you that you put pen to paper to in ink, and just sharing that part of you. So thank you.
All right, my brother. Now you've got to get out to that dance floor, so I hope you ready.
I'm going to sit and watch.
My man. It's all good, man. It's all good. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic. Y'all be easy.
You too, man.
Thank you, good
brother.
Ladies
and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Anthony Arnold, double A, also known as the King. Man, what a show, what a show, what a show. Let me give the Epiphany lineup. Tomorrow night there may not be a show, but Saturday night the Just Gina show will be on air tomorrow, Saturday night. Sunday night, The Inspiration Factor with your host, Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson and Alonzo. Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, you heard from Mojave, Fly Speak. You don't want to miss it. Wednesday night, The Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. And then next Thursday, it will be the first Thursday of Black History Month. So you know something's coming. You know it's coming. So stay tuned with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Last words, we're going to start with my good brother, the Wise Son.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for blessing us with your talent. I send out almost 500 invitations, and I'm so humbled by the amount of people who bless us with their talent, bless us, and don't see it as robbery to spend a couple of hours with Van Meadows and me. I'm trying to keep up with you guys with what you do poetically. Y'all are incredible. Thank you so much for coming to the Get Down. Van Meadows, I can compliment you for the next 25 years and probably not use the same word twice. And I want to thank you for being the kind of co-host that you are, because you helped make the Get Down what it is. You're a brother from another mother. And in a whole lot of respects, I'm thinking we probably got the same mother. We just got separated somewhere in between you being born and me being born.
Yeah, I think so.
So but, bro, without you, I don't do this. And I'm humbled to have a cat like you in my circle that I can bounce different things off of to see whether or not they work poetically speaking. Because without you, dog, I would just still be just writing abstract poetry, and I'm glad to be able to have a platform to share with you. Salute to you, and I love you, bro. Till then we meet again.
Appreciate you, bro. I love you more, man. And likewise, man, I echo those same sentiments back to you, man. Without you, this show don't work, man. You're a dynamic co-host, dynamic individual, and I'm proud to call you my brother. Because, man, you know, there are certain people, man, you come across in life. And I've said this many times. You, sir, are closer to me than my real brothers, my blood brothers. And I honor our friendship. I honor what we have together when we come here to create shows like this, Epiphany Radio Universe. So, man, I look forward to more shows for 2023. Can't wait to kick off Black History Month next week. Looking forward to it, to the Epiphany family, the callers, the hosts, the listeners. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. It would just be two brothers sitting here, chewing the fat, talking about life, talking about stuff, laughing, you know, getting into our, you know, our geek mode and all the other modes that we have that will activate. But we would much rather hear you. This is your platform. You come in and night out, 2 hours, sometimes three, just to hear dynamic poetry. We thank you. We do not take your time for granted, so we appreciate you. Now, with all that being said, remember to take your socks off. One love, one mic, and we'll see you Saturday. Baby, baby. Peace.
Peace, y'all.